Winning Against Worry, Fighting Against Fear, Part 1 by Maria Fontaine.
The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. Psalm 29:11. Our anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow, but only empties today of its strength. Charles Spurgeon. All of us face circumstances when we feel threatened by worries, fears, anxiety, and other stress-inducing emotions. God has provided us a variety of ways to deal with such things, and deal we must. It is a part of life and central to our growth that we learn to overcome such tests with His power. As we look to the Lord, He has guidance and encouragement for each challenge we encounter. His right hand and His holy arm will always get us the victory. I asked a couple of my dear friends who are family members if they would like to share a little testimonial of how they personally have conquered their fears, or, maybe better said, continue to do so, as they continue to gain greater faith and trust in His never-ending, all-powerful, all-wise love. I'll share their testimonies in two posts. Many of us have to fight pretty regularly against one form of fear or another. Sometimes we gain quick victories, other times they're slower in coming. But when we don't give up, we can trust that the victory always comes. As you read through these accounts, I pray that their thoughts and the answers they found will be a blessing to you. From Monique. Though outwardly many seem to see me as someone with a lot of faith, fear and worry have been areas where I've had to struggle especially hard. I am quite familiar with these spiritual battles, which can be powerful at times, especially at night. Sometimes it's still a fight, but I have learned to recognize those worrisome thoughts and emotions when they start assailing me and to make a conscious effort to turn to praise and prayer, which draws me closer to the Lord, bringing growth and victories. I used to feel condemned for worrying, but now I see that it is an opportunity to seek the Lord with more desperation and to fight in the Spirit. Am I a worrier? I think there is a thin line between being concerned and caring and falling into the worry trap. The first perspective leads you to action of some type, to pray, to search scriptures, to seek the Lord in various ways. The second is more negative and destructive. Concern and caring involve recognizing the problems and using them to motivate you to try to correct whatever you are concerned about. Worry can be debilitating. It can open the door to letting fear hold sway to the point that you are almost paralyzed into inaction. What am I afraid of, and what do I worry about? As I near 70, I worry about old age. I don't worry about death itself, but being sick or incapacitated, being a burden on my kids and those around me, not being able to take care of myself. I also worry about finances. The Lord has done miracles to supply my needs. Nevertheless, I worry about our financial stability in case we cannot continue to work because we do not have any substantial reserves to fall back on. What do I do about my worries? How do I handle these worries and fears? During the day, I'm usually busy, so worries have more of a grip on me at night. This has been a lifelong problem. Both my mother and grandmother were worriers as well. When I get hit by a wave of worry or fear, I know it is time to pick up my spiritual weapons and go on the attack. I have learned to force myself to fight, to wage spiritual warfare. I have found that this is the most effective way to regain His peace. Here are the various methods of fighting that I use when I face an onslaught of fear and worries. I take my prayer and praise journal and review my growing list of praise and gratitude for all the good in my life and God's faithfulness in so many situations in the past. This helps put my current battle in context. Then I write my battle out in the form of a prayer or in point form. This helps me clearly formulate the specific problems, needs, and concerns. Taking out the emotion that can get tangled up in my fears when they are mulling around in my heart and head helps me bring them into perspective and makes it easier to cast them on the Lord. Writing a promise next to the need or problem helps boost my faith. The Anchor site has great posts on faith, trust, and promises, which I usually download and have in a special directory as weapons ready to be used. I read certain Bible passages and devotionals that help boost my faith. Psalms, Streams in the Desert by Mrs. Charles Kalman, Faith Checkbook by Spurgeon, anchor posts on related topics, etc. Reading the Bible and other devotional writings never fails to remind me of God's unconditional love and care. It helps me enter into His peace. I used to feel condemned about this problem of worrying so much until I read a biography of George Mueller, a man of faith who I greatly admire. He too would spend many hours at night, struggling and fighting in prayer for the needs at hand. It comforted me that if I use these times to fight, as he did, then I can transform this negative energy of fear into the positive energy of faith. Psalms 149 has inspired me lately. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. For the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let His faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. I find it also helps to remind myself of who I am in Christ. He calls me not only His servant, but His friend and His bride. And He made beautiful promises in His word to care for me. Reviewing these promises helps boost my faith. It also helps me to pour out my heart to the Lord. At times I do this kneeling down, as I feel it is a physical manifestation of my dependence on His mercy. He never fails to come through for me in some way. Something else that helps me when I struggle with fear of the future is to remind myself that I have given Him my life and my all, that I have responded to His call to follow me. He has led me faithfully and wonderfully, giving me a beautiful life and so many blessings, plus the grace for each trial as it comes. So why would He abandon me now? Intercessory prayer for others and their needs and struggles helps me get my eyes off my own struggles for a while and turn the enemy's negative energy of worry into positive energy of prayer to help others win their battles. I really believe in the ministry of intercessory prayer, and often I realize that when I personally struggle, the Lord is actually calling me, like Job, to pray for my friends more. Thinking of what the Lord expects of us and what He offers us lifts me up and helps me to see that I am in the best hands and the best care possible, and I just have to be humble enough to see that it is His kingdom that I belong to, where His rules are what stand. It is His battle, and any struggle that I am going through is actually an honor. To be continued in Part 2.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.